This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Reading the book of Jonah is like being on a roller coaster. Chapter 1 finds Jonah receiving the word of the Lord, but choosing to rebel against it and running away from God and his assignment from God. The tragic consequences were felt by Jonah and everyone around him. Chapter 2 describes Jonah in the most desperate of circumstances. Struggling to survive, he gradually came to his senses and cried out to God. God heard his cry and miraculously delivered him by having the large fish vomit him out onto dry ground. Chapter 3 opens with Jonah receiving the word of the Lord a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. This is opportunity revisited. Paul challenges us in Ephesians 5:16 to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. You never know when or if an opportunity will ever come your way again. Jonah blew it once. He didn't want to blow it again, so he obeyed the call of God to proclaim God's message to the people of Nineveh. Nineveh had been wicked and unconcerned. Now they didn't wait for another chance. Fortunately for them, when God saw their repentance, he was compassionate and called off the predicted calamity. God wants us to experience a new day whenever he gives us an opportunity. So make the most of it. And if you've blown it in the past by rebellion or indifference, if opportunity comes your way again, make the most of it. Pray for wisdom to see an opportunity and for willingness to buy it up. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.